Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power. Oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Power, oh, but it reaches to the
praise, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, amen. Come on, let's worship him in truth and in spirit. Come on and enter in this morning, believing and trusting God, hallelujah. Come on, let our minds, they be renewed, amen. Hallelujah, transformed, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, come on, open up your mouth and just shout glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, enter in this morning, that you may receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Love him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great towards us. And the truth of the Lord endures forever. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we enter in this morning with all faith, believing and trusting, O God, for a mighty move in our life, O God, hallelujah, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. O Father God, we come surrendering all over to you with holding nothing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, and we just want to say thank you, O God. Heavenly Father, we pray, oh God, I pray for myself and for your daughters on the line today, praying for you and your daughter, Sakura. Lord, I pray, oh God, and for those in our family and loved ones, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins, our iniquities, trespasses, our transgressions, sins of commission, sins of omission, and any other sins, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, sins of deception, desires of this world, disbelief, disdain, disobedience, dissension, division, divination, doubt, egoism, envy, false burdens, fantasy, lust, fears, fornication, threatening, giving offense, gossip, greed, guilt, heart, hatred, heaviness, hate, haughtiness, hypocrisy, idolatry, impatience, indifference, intimidation, indifference, irritation, jealousy, judgmental, laboring. Hallelujah. Lord God, help us on today. Lavishness is legalism, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, lust of the mind, lying, manipulation, misbelief, murder, plotting, consumption, pride, provoking, railing, rebellion, resentment, restlessness, rigidity, rudeness, sexual idolatry, sexual immorality, sexual impurity, sexual perversion, selfishness, self-centeredness, self-righteousness, self-criticalness, self-analysis, self-pity, strife, shame, slander, stiff-neckedness, struggling, taking offense, tension, unbelief, uncleanness, undermining, unforgiveness, unsubmissiveness, vanity, word, hallelujah, worry, worldly, wickedness, witchcraft, mischief, perfectionism, frustration, addiction, dependency, murmuring, complaining, pensionless, all unrighteousness, oh God. And any unknown sins, according to Psalm 19:12. Heavenly Father, we repent for all our sins. And we ask you to forgive each of us for all our sins and our iniquities, our trespasses and transgressions, and to cover them, hallelujah, with the blood of the Lamb, amen, with the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior, according to your word, in 1 John 1:9 and John 14:14. Heavenly Father, we pray that you would give each of us all these things that we ask according to John 16:23. We ask you, Lord Jesus, all these things that we ask for each of us according to John 14:14. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We're so thankful for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're thankful, oh God, with the blood of Jesus, knowing it cleanses us from all unrighteousness according to 1 John 1:9. It allows us to come boldly to the throne room of grace, amen, according to Hebrews 1:16. We're thankful for the power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to protect, cleanse, heal, deliver, sanctify, redeem, justify, back and make all things new. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. We thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can stand in your promise and say yes and amen. We thank you, Lord God, that you're with us and that you'll never leave us or forsake us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law, sin, and death. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, purge the wicked out of the land, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you've given us in peace. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of peace, we still can thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will release your warring angels, oh God, to war against any spirit desire to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare with all faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will send it to the supernatural. So we thank you right now because we believe that our prayers, hallelujah, that our prayers are being answered. For your word says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answered. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering prayers. We welcome you, Holy Spirit of the living God, to have your way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, saturate the atmosphere. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for it all. We bless your holy name. Heavenly Father, your word says that whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, according to Matthew 16 and 18. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all evil, wicked, demon, lying, unclean, tormented, demonic spirits, and strong men. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind them in our presence, and everyone, hallelujah, that we pray for today, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we loose them to wherever Jesus sends them, and we bind them and command them to stay there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for your word and it's true. Hallelujah. Yes, hallelujah. That's established in heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh, God, as we read your word this morning, hallelujah, that you open up our understanding, oh, Lord, and let there be a great pouring in. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and understanding and wisdom of your word, oh, God, that we can apply to our daily life and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh, Lord, let your word take root in us, oh, God, and be a grasp of our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over our homes right now, according to Exodus 12 and 7. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over every door and window of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all the countries of our homes. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all who enter in and all who exit our homes. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for our homes. In the blood of Jesus Christ and over them, amen. My Lord, my God, we apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us as witnesses, oh, hallelujah, for you wherever we go, amen. A city on the hill that cannot be hid. We will not, hallelujah, hide our light under a bushel. Oh, Lord, we bless you. But we will let our light shine before men, and they may see our good works and glorify you, Heavenly Father. We will give light to all those in our homes and, hallelujah, our surroundings, according to Matthew 5, 14 through 16. Thank you, Lord God, for our ministries and the blood of Jesus Christ that's over them. Amen. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our businesses and jobs. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our finances and possessions. Amen. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over our bills, our checking accounts, our saving accounts. We apply the blood of Jesus Christ over all our possessions. Amen. All that, everything that we have and everything that we will have. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord God, for our finances and possessing the blood of Jesus Christ over them. We decree and declare that where the blood of Jesus Christ is applied, Satan cannot enter. Amen. According to Hebrews 10, verse 4 through 23, we confess now that Jesus is Lord over our families, our churches, our finances, our businesses, our jobs and possessions. Amen. Hallelujah. No sickness, not poverty, not death, not problems, but Jesus is Lord over all our families, amen, in our lives, and where the power and the presence of Jesus Christ is, sickness, poverty, problems, and death can't remain, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we're thankful for so many things. We're thankful that your word is true and established in heaven, according to Matthew 24:35, that your mercy endures forever, according to Psalm 118:1, that your grace is sufficient for us, according to 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, for your angels and for your protection, according to Psalm 91, for your salvation, that our names things are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, according to Revelation 21 and 27, that everyone in our household are saved according to Acts 16 and 31, for your righteousness that is important to us according to 1 Corinthians 5 and 21. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit, the inward voice, the inward witness, the candle of the light according to Proverbs 20 and 27, that you sanctify us daily in your word, according to John 17 and 17. Say hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, for your presence. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for your peace, which surpasses all understanding, according to Philippians 4 and 7. We thank you, Lord God, for every battle and every problem that we face, knowing that the battle is an opportunity to cause our revelation knowledge parts to become one solid walker, that the gates of hell can't prevail against us. Each and every battle is an opportunity for us to take root, so we can be fruitful, amen, so we can bear fruit, amen. We know that the trying of our faith turns into patience, causing us to form into perfect men and women of God, amen. Nothing. Thank you that we, hallelujah, that we can ask you for whatever we will, and as long as we are connected to the vine, we have a petition that we ask, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your provision that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Thank you for divine prosperity. Thank you for your healing past, present, and future as you are Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for divine health, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for physical and spiritual hearing, seeing, feeling, smelling, and tasting. Thank you for the sun, moon, stars, trees, grass, air, water, plants, flowers, animals, mountains, valleys, and all the other wonderful things that you created for us, yet we so often take for granted. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for being present with us always. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, the word of wisdom, amen, the word of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, works of miracles, prophecy, discerning the Spirit, diverse kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues according to 1 Corinthians 12, 8 through 10, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the fruits of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control according to Galatians 5 and 22. We thank you for favor, your faithfulness, oh God. We thank you for being the wonderful counsel, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace according to Isaiah 9 and 6, the way, the truth, the life according to John 14 and 6, the light according to John 8 and 12, the door according to John 10 and 9, the bread of life according to John 6 and 35, the good shepherd according to John 10 and 11, the redeemer according to Psalm 7 and 35, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords according to Revelation 19 and 16. Oh, Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you for everything that you've done, for everything you're doing, and for everything that you're going to do. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know that our battle is not with the flesh and blood, but hallelujah, against principles, allergies, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we put on each of us the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, we will be strong in the Lord, amen, and in the power of his might, according to Ephesians 6, 10 to 13, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have Christ in us, the hope of glory, according to Colossians 1, 27. Shall prevail because the battles are holy, but not ours, but yours, Lord. According to 1 Samuel 17 and 47, and we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, Father God, we come, hallelujah, crucifying our flesh now, according to Romans 8 and 13, and we die daily from self-desires and live to do your desires, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 31. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command the mind of our flesh to shut up. Don't talk to us about sin, for we are dead to sin. According to Romans, hallelujah, 6 and 2, don't talk to us about condemnation, for there's no condemnation to us because we are in Christ Jesus. According to Romans 8 and 1, we, hallelujah, we walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. And then, according to Romans 8 and 4, we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. According to Isaiah 53 and 5, we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. According to Galatians 3 and 13, we are blessed when we come in and blessed when we go out. Amen. We're blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Amen. Our fruit, seed, land, and storehouse are blessed. Everything we touch is blessed. And his promise, according to Deuteronomy 28, 3 through 6, all these blessings shall come upon us and overtake us because we obey the voice of the Lord our God. Thank you, Lord God, that you did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind, according to 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Hallelujah to your name, God. We bless your holy name, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, your word says, will not to be deceived, that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, or strong homosexuals, nor sodomites, or no thieves, nor conveyors, nor drunkards, or nor revelers, nor extortioners, according to 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Your word continues to say, and such were some of us, but we were washed, but we were sanctified, but we were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, and by the Spirit of God, according to 1 Corinthians 6:11. And we just want to say thank you for this deliverance. Amen. Thank you for making us whole and making us new. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You did it all. We thank you for the finished work on Calvary. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That you left nothing undone. And we just shout this morning because we know that with you, we are saved. We are delivered and set free. And we are free indeed. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to your name, God.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, we pray that our path is like the shining sun and not of darkness. For your word says, but the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever bright until the perfect day. That the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know why they stumble. According to Proverbs 4, verse 18 through 19, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. According to Psalm 119 and 105, Lord, you have created in us a clean heart, and we thank you. You have renewed a right spirit within us, and we thank you. You have made all things pass away and all things anew, and we thank you. You didn't cast us away from your presence. You didn't take your Holy Spirit away from us when we failed you. For your mercy endured forever. Amen. You restored us in the joy of your salvation. According to Psalm 51:10-13, your joy is our strength. According to Nehemiah 8:10, and we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh Lord, we know if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? But Lord, we thank you that you are with us. We thank you, Lord God, that you never leave us. Amen. And Heavenly Father, as we go out today, let us recognize you are Jehovah Sabaoth. We will not fear, for you have called us by name. We are yours.
Yes,
when we pass through the waters, you hope you will be with us. And through the rivers, they will not overtake us. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned. Neither will we holy with the flame kindle upon us. According to Isaiah 43:1-2, we will not be dismayed. For you are our God, according to Isaiah 41:10. We will wait upon you, Lord, and you will renew our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary. Amen. We will walk and not faint, according to Isaiah 40:31. We will not be afraid or dismayed by reason of the great multitude. For the battle is not ours, but yours, according to 2 Chronicles 20:15. You are our shield. Therefore, we will not fear man. No man at all. According to Psalm 118:6. When the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit will lift up a standard against him. According to Isaiah 59:19. You did not give us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. According to 2 Timothy 1:7. Great is Jesus in us than any demon, any devil, fallen angel. Evil force, power, principality, and rules of darkness, spiritual weakness. Take those, hallelujah, take those up. He is up, feet, amen. My Lord, my God. Great is Jesus as in us than the devil in this world. According to 1 John 4:4. Great is Jesus in us in all circumstances and all our reasoning. Therefore, we follow you, Lord Jesus. We cry out to you, holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was, who is, and who is to come. According to Revelation 4:8, you have created all things for your pleasure, and by your will, they are and were created and continue to exist. You are worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. Hallelujah. According to Revelation 4:11, to you belongs the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. According to Matthew 6:13. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way right now. Hallelujah. Move on us right now. Hallelujah. We come to be changed this morning. Let change come. Amen. Remove every delay to our change. Lord, we want to be completely changed. Amen. From the inside out, oh God. Let there be no residue of who we used to be, oh God. The old woman, the old man. Amen. Hallelujah. You are in Christ and Christ is in us. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. For the baptizing with our Holy Ghost and with our fire this morning. that anything that is not of you, oh God, has been burnt away, every spiritual filthiness. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that we can see with new eyes and hear with new ears and speak with a new tongue.
Yes, God.
Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless us, hallelujah, as we go out today and those in our, let us receive traveling grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, oh God, it's you that go before us, oh God, it's you that give your angels charge over us, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world, and those in our family and all that we love. And Lord, we pray for our children this morning, Father God, as they go out, oh God, oh Lord, be with them. And Lord, we thank you. We take the blood of Jesus Christ over our home and all that's in our homes, over our children, our family members and loved ones, over every vehicle, form of transportation we may enter into today as a driver or a passenger. We take the blood of Jesus Christ over right now, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building or place, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless the man of Jerusalem and his people. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare that all is well with us. And we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come
amen.
On.
Thank
Hallelujah,
you.
God. Oh, yes, Lord, we bless your name. For the Lord
bless
is my
you.
Shepherd, I shall not want. Amen.
Bless your name.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord.
Father God, you are our shepherd. We look up this morning to the hills from which comes our help. Our help comes from the Lord. We thank you, Lord God, your word said in Psalm 23, verse 5, you will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. That you anointed our heads with oil. Amen. Our cups run over. Verse 6 says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Receive that for yourself this morning. Amen. It is for you to receive. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Good morning. Good morning. Women of God, God bless you. I thank you all. Good morning for your commitment to be in position. Amen. Though it may be a struggle for some to get up and get in position, but God has something for you. And I have decreed and declared I will not miss it. Amen. I will not miss the opportunity to be in position. Amen. That I will receive all that God has for me. Amen. So good
Amen.
Morning. Good morning. And good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning, Sister Brandy. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm well.
Amen. Glory to God. So good to hear your voice. I thank God for you this morning, coming into agreement on one accord with this morning for the mighty move of the Holy Spirit that's on this line. And we just thank God for his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah, God. Amen. You know, this is my shouting low voice. Is everybody in the house asleep? I just thank God. Hiya, Shadamoshiki. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Sister Takara James. How you doing this morning? Welcome.
Up and in position. Hallelujah. Brother Cujo did not have
yes,
to wake
Lord.
Me up this morning. Bye. Up and in position.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God this morning. It's something that you say that on yesterday and this morning, saying Brother Cujo didn't wake you up. We just thank God. God is so good and how he works. And I'm just so grateful. You all have no idea for these 28 days that we're coming together in prayer and whatever fast God is led you to be on during this time, or whether it's just coming aside and resting, you know, because a lot of times we get so busy in this world with just life itself, busy doing stuff, just moving around, moving and shaking, as they say. God said, come aside and let me refresh you, let me restore you, you know, get still, and let me just pour in. And I thank God for the pouring in. I thank God that we could decree in the class harvest time that breakthrough has come, and we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles of God's divine blessing and favor for our lives, amen, and those that we love and concerned about and praying for. So, again, I'm just so grateful to be in position. God didn't have to do it, but he did. He woke me up. My alarm went off, and I got right on up. And I woke up actually before the time and was like, okay, I'm up early. But I was literally trying to get 2 minutes of sleep. That don't work. So I just thank God, hallelujah. This morning, we're going to be coming out, our scripture is going to be coming out the book of Psalm. And it came to me last night, and I was like, okay, Psalm, this is what you want us to do, Father. And so it's just, and I want us all to participate in this reading this morning. Because the theme of it, most Bibles give you a theme. This Bible I have, it gives you a theme. And it's Psalm 116. So you all come on and let me know when you get there. Say amen. I know you're there. I will call Shavante, but I can't find my other phone to dial out to call her. And maybe she just needs a wake-up call. For some reason, my phone, I picked it up, I cut the alarm off, and it disappeared. And I got to look for it when I go back to the room.
Amen.
So the
amen.
Amen. All right. So the book of Psalm 116, the theme says praise for being saved from certain death, and worship is a thankful response and not a repayment for what God has done. So I want us this morning to read, I will say together, but I want us to take part in it. So if one of us will start off and read 1 through 8, let me see, it's 16, so 1 through 6, and then someone take off and read 6 through 12, and then the next person will read 13 through 19.
Okay. I love the Lord.
Okay, so you can do 1 through 6, and then, Sakara, you take 7 through 13, and then I'll take 14 all the way to 19.
Okay.
All right.
I have English Standard Version.
Okay, go ahead.
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my pleas for mercy, because he inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I will call on him as long as I live. The snares of death encompassed me. The pangs of Sheol laid hold on me. I suffered distress and anguish. Then I called on the name of the Lord. O Lord, I pray, deliver my soul. Gracious is the Lord, and righteous our God is merciful. The Lord preserves the simple. When I was brought low, he saved me.
The Lord protects the unwary. When I was brought low, he
tell
saved
us what,
me.
Tell us what version you read from the car.
Sorry, I come out of NIV.
Okay.
Return to you. And I'm going to what's that, Chantel?
Huh? No, I said thank you.
7 through 13. Amen. Return to your rest, my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For you, Lord, have delivered me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. In my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. What shall I return to the Lord for all his goodness to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. Fulfill my vows to the Lord. Sorry.
Okay, I'll go 14. I'm coming out the New King James Version. It says, I will pay my vow to the Lord. Now in the presence of all his people, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. O Lord, truly I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your maidservant. You have loosed my bonds. I will offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord now in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just a psalm of some of what we've just read this morning. And I pray that it touched your heart. I pray that it touched your soul, the depths of your soul, as you read each part out of your mouth, reading of these particular scriptures. Hallelujah. And just thanking God, you know, worshiping him and thanking him for all that he has done, all that he is doing, all that God is about to do, and that we trust God. When we look at the first two scriptures here, God is so responsive that you can always reach him. He bends down and listens to your voice. See, the writer's love for the Lord had grown because he had experienced answers to it. So if you are discouraged, remember that God is near, listening carefully to every prayer and answering each prayer in order to give you his best. Amen. And that's something to shout about. Amen. To give you his best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In verse 15, when it says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. God stays close to us even in death. When someone we love is near in death, we may become angry and feel abandoned. But we as believers, the saints, are precious to God. And he carefully chooses the time when we will, or when, you know, when they will be called into his presence. Let this truth provide comfort when you've lost a loved one. God sees them, and each life is valuable to him. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for life that we have, and he sent his son that we may have life and life in abundance. Amen. It doesn't just stop right here. So may God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. And it's my prayer that we will be the doers of God's word. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we're going to go ahead and take our prayer petition. And before we do that, if you have anything you'd like to say this morning, please, please, please share with us this morning. If you have a word in your mouth, we definitely want to receive it. Amen. God bless you, Brandy. Go ahead.
Just ask the Lord to just keep the presence of the Holy Spirit heavy in y'all's life and keep using and guiding y'all.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a word right there, amen. That is a word for all of us, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we come right now with all faith, believing, oh God, on one accord with our combined faith with your daughter. Lord, we pray that, hallelujah, that your Holy Spirit remain present in our life, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, fill us to overflow with our Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that we will listen, amen, and be led what the Holy Spirit has to say. We'll be guided, oh God, knowing that it is you that sent the Holy Spirit to remind us, to direct us, and to instruct us in this life. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you for the gift, amen, that you sent us in the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we ask that you have your way in every area of our life, amen. And, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would continue to guide us, and hallelujah, and lead us, oh God, on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, your servant. And Lord, we ask, oh God, in your blessing, bless her. And in your multiplying, oh God, multiply her with our goodness and our favor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as the stars of the sky and as the sand of the seashore. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We pray for long life for our sister, oh God. We pray for good health and wholeness and newness of life, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you increase, oh God, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of your word, oh God, that she will grow stronger in your word, oh God. We pray for spiritual alignment and growth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray that she will continue to remain humble. And Lord, we as well. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because your word says if we humble ourselves, you will exalt us. But if we exalt ourselves, you will humble us. So it is our prayer, Lord God, that we and our sister remain humble. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank the Holy Spirit for the word this morning in prayer as far as being humble, because people will begin to praise you for the things that you do. And we got to remember to turn it back to God. We thank God. It is God's doing. It is God who sent me. It is God who, you know, has given. We thank God. It's not my doing. It is God that used me. And remember, hallelujah, it's the work of God that we do. We don't take any praise, glory, or honor. All belongs to God. So remaining humble, because man will exalt you. They will try their best to exalt you. But you got to remember to say, no, all praise, honor, and glory belongs to God. So God Amen. Bless and God keep you, my sister Brandy. We love you so much. You have no idea. We just thank God for you. And it's such a blessing to have you on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Sister Takara, God bless you. Go ahead.
Bless the name of the Lord. I'm just glad to be here. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for this time, you know, to be set apart and be able to get closer to Him. So I guess my prayer petition is, you know, just for us, like I said, to be a good steward over what He's blessed us with.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Went away for a little bit.
Especially when you've seen Him work, so you've experienced God in a different way.
Takara.
Yes,
I Takara, can you hear us?
Possible. It is so. I don't care what
I don't think she can hear me.
Or what He tries to put there in us and make us feel like what's going on in the world is all that there is. There is no recession in heaven. I don't receive that. And so, just for Him to continue to restore and be God in our lives.
Hey, man, I can hear some of what you were saying. Kind of like you went away and faded away, then it was, I didn't know if you could hear me because I was saying, Takara, I can't hear you. Can you hear me? Takara.
I can hear you,
Yeah, I could barely hear you. I heard restoration, and then I could hear bits and pieces of what you were saying.
Yeah, I said just for continued restoration and like I said, I don't care what's going on in the world and, you know, what the news try to show us and what the world try to show us with all the fear and stuff and price gouging and inflation and all that stuff. But there's no recession in heaven and there's no recession in God, so I don't receive that. And just for us to continue to, you know, continue to trust in Him. And I don't care what's going on the news or in the world. My faith is in God.
Amen. That is a powerful word, because a lot of times we get caught up and what the world is trying to feed us. And a lot of times we'll eat it up and consume it. And it's set to destroy us. It's set, you know, to make us sick. It's set to set us back. But we just thank God that we stand on the word of God. We stand on God's promises of yes and amen. And we walk by faith and not by sight. So let us pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come, O God, touching the green, O God, with combined faith with your daughter this morning, O God. O Lord, thanking you, O God, that with our faith that we can move mountains, we can part seas, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we overcome the works of the devil, amen. And Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ for restoration, O God. O Lord, restore, O God, your daughter. Restore our health, restore our joy, restore the peace, amen. Restore our finance and support, O God. Restore our businesses, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, restore relationships, oh God, that the enemy has caused division of confusion, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Let peace reign over every area of our life, oh God. Oh Lord, do a new thing and do a new work, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, anything that's not of you, oh God, we decree and declare that it must go, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you for new life, oh God. We thank you for new revelation, amen. And Father God, I pray right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that you increase the anointing on her life, oh God. Let her receive fresh oil, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh manna, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Anoint her eyes, oh God, anoint her ears, anoint her mouth, oh God, that she will hear from you, Father God, clearly and know it is you that speak. Oh Lord, your word said that your sheep know your voice, and we don't answer to any other voice, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that we are your sheep, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your word, oh God, hallelujah, that we are blessed, amen, hallelujah, beyond measure, amen, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you have blessed, no man can curse, and that you have cursed, no man can bless. So we decree and declare that we are blessed and that we are your children, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we trust you. Oh, Lord, help us to trust you even more. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Takara. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Amen. I hope you can hear me, Takara. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, okay. Glory to God. All right. Amen. It looks like Sister Shavante got on right in time. God bless you, Sister Shavante. Good morning. Welcome, and how you doing this morning?
Good morning.
I'm good. I was over here just like, I thought I was looking at a 4 o'clock hour. I was like, okay, I got time. I was just over here just chilling. And I'm like, my husband called and was like, I looked at time. It's 5:43. I'm sorry.
Jesus.
No alarm went off today. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was just saying, I was just like, you know what? I don't have my other phone. I can't find it to call Sister Shavante, you know. But we definitely were thinking about you. So we thank God that you made it on. I was like, you make it on in.
Yeah.
You make it on in.
Yeah.
We're taking
I was like,
to
see a five hour.
Jesus.
Well, I'm doing. You know, I just woke my up this morning. I was a little drained last night, but to God be the glory, you know, and you know, like today is going to be the same like yesterday. My expectation is for his will, and I'm just stepping out the way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the life championship of your daughter. We thank you, Lord God, for position this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. It is you, Lord God, that brought her to our members because she has a Holy Spirit living on the inside. Hallelujah, to be in position. So we just want to say thank you. Lord, let thy will be done in the life of your daughter, oh God, because we know that your will is a perfect will for the life of your children, oh God. We know that every good thing coming from you and your word said that you would not withhold any good thing from your children. And we are your children. We just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray that you will open up doors for your daughter, oh God. Doors of blessings, doors of good opportunities, oh God. Doors of healing, amen. Doors of good relationships, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, close every door that the enemy has been operating through, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never to open again. We decree and declare that you are victorious, amen. We decree and declare that you are blessed, amen. We decree and declare that you are healed, that you are set free by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we speak life over our sister this morning, oh God. Let it be so in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, bless her hands and all that she put her hands to do for you, oh God, that you would truly be blessed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, fill this, your temple, with as much Shekinah glory as possible, that all will see and know, oh God, that she is your daughter, and she's been sent by you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will operate with purpose, amen. Hallelujah, we decree in the crowd, hallelujah, that she will not forfeit her destiny or her calling, that she will walk in her calling and her destiny, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that you've called her to be a light in the midst of a dark world, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, bless in a mighty way. Oh, Lord, open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessing upon the life of your daughter that she won't have room enough to receive her, that others will be blessed by the overflow. So we thank you for the overflow of blessings. Amen. Oh, Lord, touch her mouth, anoint her tongue, oh God, anoint her vocal cords that she will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost, that people that need a healing will be healed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that deliverance will take place. Amen. My Lord, my God, even the unbeliever will turn and ask, how can I be saved? Amen. And we just want to say thank you as she go out, oh God. Go ye therefore, oh God, preaching and teaching your word, oh God. Oh Lord, I ask that you continue to be with, oh God, that you will continue to be her strength, be her way, be her truth, and be her life. And we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, oh Lord, as we lift up your daughter, your servant, your minister. Oh Lord, do it, do it, do it. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. Let we bless you, our sister. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah.
I bless you. Amen.
Amen.
I receive
hallelujah.
Every word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
God bless and keep us all.
Thank you.
I'm going to give you the scripture that we all read this morning.
Okay.
Psalm 116, 1 through 19. so you can have it for yourself and go back to it. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm gonna read it in a minute.
Glory to God. Amen.
He
Amen.
Says,
so we're going to pray this morning.
116:1-19.
Uh-huh. We read the whole Psalm 116. Amen.
Okay.
My prayer petition this morning that God will continue to be our strength. Amen. That we will see the joy of the Lord because it is available. We have a choice to be joyful. We have a choice, amen, to walk in peace and be a peacemaker. We have a choice of how we're going to receive things of this world. Amen. We and understand that we do not have the spirit of fear. It does not come from God. It comes from the kingdom of Satan. And I pray that we remember who we are, whose we are, amen, and that we're already blessed, amen, and God has already made a way for us to believe it. And I pray that we continue our walk in faith, amen, and walk by faith and not by sight, and know that we operate according to the spirit and not the flesh. Hallelujah. I pray that we have kingdom emotions. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray for everyone that's in our home and all that we love and concerned about those in our family, our church family. And I pray that God will continue to guide, help, amen, strengthen, bless, and heal, and instruct, protect, amen, and help in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It is my prayer that we will not lose that fire, that zeal to serve God. Amen. When we first came into the ministry, when we came to know Christ Jesus, when we had that fire and that zeal, that it would never burn, that it would increase everly, hallelujah, increasingly in each of us, amen. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your name. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this morning. We come to give you thanks. We come to thank you, Father God, knowing that it's already done. We thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, that you had a plan, amen, in the beginning, oh God, to save us, your children. For all things are in your hand, and we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare your goodness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask you to execute divine judgment against satanic and demonic activities and help us to war in the spirit of Elijah and Jehu. According to 1 Kings 18, verse 1 through 46, 9, 10, and 2, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind all the things, evil, wicked, demon, lying, and tormenting spirits right now, and strong men with all their works, roots, fruits, and tentacles. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we ask you to destroy all demonic covenants, contracts, chains, fetters, bondages, proclivities, captivities that are contrary to, oppose, or hinder your will and destiny for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to liberate us, amen, from generational satanic and demonic alliances, allegiances, soul ties, spirits of inheritance and curses. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, free us up from any and all influences passed down from one generation to another, biologically, socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, any other channel unknown to us, amen, but knowing to you, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we resist every spirit that acts as a gatekeeper or doorkeeper to our soul and renounce any further conscious and unconscious alliances, associations, allegiances, and covenants. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we open us up, hallelujah, open us, oh God, to divine deliverance right now. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, have your way now. Perfect those things concerning us. We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 12:14, Lord Jesus, we ask you to destroy all ill-spoken words, all ill wishes, all enchantments, all spells, hexes, curses, all witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, and every idle word spoken in prayer to God's original plans and purposes for our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about us. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to destroy the curses associated with these utterances and decree and declare that they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass, they shall not take root in their violent verbal dealings or return to them double-fold, according to Isaiah 54:17. Heavenly Father, we ask you, hallelujah, we ask you to place a hedge of protection around us and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. It hides us from the enemy, familiar spirits, any and all demon spirits, making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to effectively track our traces in the realm of the spirit. There shall be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your holy name, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you to place our names on the hearts of all prayer warriors. intercessors and prophetic watchmen who will pray for us, amen, who will pray for those in our family and all that we love and concern about. We ask you to let them not cease or come down from their watchtowers, oh God, until their assignments have been completed. Heavenly Father, we ask that they will conduct their intercessory assignments under the direction of the Holy Spirit in Christ Jesus, who is our chief intercessor, according to Jeremiah 27:18 and Ezekiel 3:17 and John 16:13. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that our times and seasons are in the hands of the Lord, and they shall not be altered or adjusted by anyone or anything. We function under your anointing, and you give us the divine ability to accurately discern our times and seasons according to 1 Chronicles 12:32 and Psalm 31:15. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that from this day forth, we will operate according to your divine timetable and calendar. We decree and declare your agenda is our agenda. We are not our own. We have been bought with a price. Therefore, so we submit to you and you alone. Amen. We bind our minds to the mind of Christ. We bind our will to the will of God. We decree and declare that we come in the volume of the book and is written of us, according to Psalm 40:7. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. We shall not be denied. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rest, oh God, that you are released, oh God, right now. Heavenly Father, you have called us to do great works for you. We ask you to release all finances and all resources that belong to us. We ask you to release everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, our ministries, our calling. We shall not be denied. We will not take any substitutes. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we shall not, and we will not accept substitutes. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that every resource necessary for us to fulfill God's original plans and purposes come to us without delay, according to 2 Peter 1:3. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, another, grant unto us according to your riches and glory, the tender mercy and immeasurable favor, oh God, the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, according to Isaiah 45:1-3. We decree and declare that Osiris anointing flows unhindered and uncontaminated in our lives, according to Isaiah 60:10-17, and Philippians 4:19. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be lifted up forever. Your abiding doors, the King of glory, the Lord strong and mighty. Amen. The Lord of hosts may come in, according to Psalm 24:7-10. And therefore, we will not and cannot be denied what rightly belongs to us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that the laws that govern this prayer and all spiritual warfare strategies and tactics are binding by the word of the hallelujah, by the word of the blood, and by the Holy Spirit, according to 1 John 5:7-8. Heavenly Father, we thank you that it's written in Isaiah 53:5. But hallelujah, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. And we thank you for our healing. We thank you for healing us and those in our family. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for strengthening the bars of our gates, for blessing our children, and making peace in our borders. According to Psalm 147:12-14, Heavenly Father, we hallelujah. We place upon us the arm of life. And the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Romans 13:12. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's holy name, we place upon us the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel peace standards, the shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Amen. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, according to Ephesians 6:13-17. Heavenly Father, if you have made a decision to take us home before the next rapture, we ask you to give us an extension of our lives according to John 16:23, as you did for Hezekiah. According to Isaiah 38:1-5, until Jesus comes to get us in the next rapture. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that we shall go forth, hallelujah, hallelujah, the praise of Christ Jesus, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, according to 1 Peter 2:9. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promises. We will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And Lord, we thank you that we receive this blessing on today, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare that all is well with us, that we are blessed, going out, blessed coming in. Amen. We are in Christ and we are anointed and a powerful person of God. We are joint heirs with Jesus and more than a conqueror. We are doers of the word of God and a channel for his blessing. If God be for us, who can be against us? And we thank you, Lord God, that you've always blessed us. Amen. We decree and declare all is well. that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Amen.
Thank
God
you,
bless
Lord.
You, beautiful
yes.
women of
oh,
God.
God.
At this
Lord.
Time, I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so as we close out here. Amen. Sister Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Just love and blessings sent your way.
Amen. I receive it in the name of
Amen.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Oh, that's so
Amen. We love you, and we thank God for you, sister. Amen. Amen. Sister Takara, God bless you. Go ahead. Sister Takara. Takara, can you hear us?
No, I don't hear.
Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just grateful that I made it, and I'm excited to have been a part of the prayer this morning, and just let, you know, everybody have a blessed day, and amen.
Amen. God bless you. Be so glad you made it. What's that song say? So glad I made it. I made
I know
it. Too. Hallelujah. I made it too. Oh, so glad I made it. I'm glad you made it. My Lord, my God, we thank God. Amen. We love you so much, Sister Watson. We thank God for
you. Thank you. I love
you
all, too. Mm.
You know it. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Sister Takara, are you there? Can you hear us? Sister Takara, we can't hear you. Are you on mute? I don't know if she can hear us or not. Can y'all hear her?
No, I don't hear you.
Okay. Well, Sister Takara, we can't
Sorry,
hear you. We
I'll
love you.
I'm all good. Amen.
There she goes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. All right, ladies, I thank God for you. I have a blessing in the Lord. At this time, I release the pastor's blessing as we leave this line. But never the presence of God, knowing that God is with us. And now may the Lord bless us and keep us. Amen. May the Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us, giving us his peace. Amen. May you walk every day of this beautiful day that God has given us, this beautiful new year. Amen. In divine assurance that God is taking you to your promised land that is flowing with milk and honey, that your enemies will be defeated and your foot will be on the neck of the adversary. Amen. May the grapes of your harvest be abundant and the vats of new wine overflow. The wheat will be as golden grain because the Lord is the Lord of abundance and he is the God who is looking after you. Rejoice right now and be exceedingly glad. Our hope is in the Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray and I bless us. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. Amen.